Hi.
Baby.
Oh.
So this is kind of branching out from my normal content for the just for the fact of I like making these, I really do, but I have no content right now. This is most of my channel has been dedicated to here's an update. I have school. I can't make them right now. So here's this is how I do over. I don't think anyone intentionally listens to my shows, but if you do, I'm very grateful for that. And I'm glad that you like to sit here and listen to me ramble. Definitely from my first episode, I've gained a little bit more confidence in what I'm doing, what I'm saying, you know, as I've gone to my senior year, I've started to gain a little bit more confidence about myself and what I'm doing. I think this episode might be like trying to get things planned out and use this as a way for if you have any suggestions, you can send them to me. I do have an Instagram page for this podcast. I set it in my update for this channel, Tales and Stories Podcast. You can send me DM messages, you can put it in the comments, whatever it is you guys feel like listening to, whatever you like having on in the background. I will genuinely kind of discuss little bits of any topic, really. Getting into some new interests and, you know, new fascinations and things I like rambling on about. And if you genuinely like sitting here listening to me ramble, then I appreciate you being here with me. When I talk, especially in podcast form or when I'm doing Twitch streams, which I kind of want to start doing of, like, you know, makeup and showing my face, it kind of feels like I can connect a little bit more with people. It feels like I'm actually talking to people, and I like that because it helps me get me out of this rut of I'm in my house, I'm in school, I don't get a lot of time out, you know, getting to socialize a little bit, especially since COVID-19, however you feel about that, it's whatever, we're all still here. And it feels like I can actually talk to people and get out there and talk about things that I love. The podcast is so easy because I don't have to, like, actually get ready for this. As I'm recording this, I'm sitting in my bed with my partner. So, you know, it's a little bit more comfortable. When I do streams, it kind of feels like I can be more face-to-face with people. I can be, like, more goofy with people. I want to start doing makeup content, art content there because I'm very, very passionate about those topics. Or, you know, using my podcast for things like updating true crime, which is what I intended it to be, and, like, story readings of, like, Poe stories and poems and generally kind of, like, more on the macabre side of things. But talk about books, literature, school, obviously still true crime because I'm still a huge horror nerd. Always have been, always will be. I got in a surplus of books recently, not just true crime books, but even books like a lot of art books, a lot of old literature, a lot of old poetry books, stuff that I've recently been learning in school that I have a huge love for, starting college soon, so that'll give me tons of things to talk about. I still have my papers for Ted Bundy. However, I only did, like, the first half of everything because I wanted it to be a three-part series just for the fact of keeping things in order and in my brain. It made sense in the moment. So I have, like, everything on his early life and before the murders and more on, like, the background of him as a person than getting into the murders and how all that happened. And I wanted to do a segment with a friend of mine about the psychology behind that. But as things are going, she's very, very busy. You know, she's graduating college soon. I'm very, very proud of her. So in that, I don't think that might be an episode that I can get to right now. It might be something later on, getting into more psychological things and questions that people have and, like, general, like, analysis on things. But, as it goes right now, I might do the Ted Bundy thing, just because I have the papers written up. I've had them written up since 2020. It's 2022. Talk about procrastination. I am the ruler of procrastination, as my podcast can very much tell. It's kind of the fact of, like, I start these things and then I forget about them because they're not part of my routine. And I've had a very strict routine throughout most of my high school years, most of my middle school years even. And adding something new to that, something that takes a lot of work, like, you know, getting podcast schedules or getting streaming schedules, it throws everything off. So I'm really, really sorry if that's kind of like putting a wrench into things. Yes, I do Twitch streams at Bad Drag Show. The name's kind of funny. I came up with it one night playing Jackbox with some friends, and I didn't want to use my real name because I don't like using my real name online. And it came to me, and I thought of someone who does makeup, questionably, and being the status on, you know, being non-binary and stuff like that, and how eccentric I tend to get with my makeup. So, Bad Drag Show. It's all lowercase. It's bad_drag_show_. You can find that on Twitch. I have nothing yet, as you can so eloquently guess. But I have a stream set for Friday that I want to do of some makeup and just doing a look once a week. Every now and then when I can make it over to my dad's, I want to do art streams, which, I use my drawing tablet and I'll just stream as I do my art things and kind of just talk about whatever, because it's comforting. It's really nice. I wish I can add music in the background. However, that's not always an option. Like I can on the podcast because it gives me, you know, royalty free music I can use. However, not so lucky on stream. But, yeah, I'm willing to just talk about whatever because I like talking to people and I feel like this helps me express myself and be a little bit more extroverted. I'm sure you can even tell that just in this audio alone, how much I've kind of gained that over the past couple years. You know, four episodes. One's an introduction, one of them is an update. how will I keep up with stuff like that? But I'm sure there's a noticeable difference in, like, my demeanor and how I conduct myself and stuff like this and starting to, like, loosen up and, you know, do this and that. If I can find my phone, I'm going to try again to put the Instagram for my podcast where you can contact me. I'm going to read it aloud because I'm my age, not great with technology. Who'd have thunk it? Oh, my lovely partner has so graciously found my headphones. So the recording, the quality might switch for a second. Okay. That's good, especially as I'm about to if I'm about to read something out loud, I feel like this will be good to use a headset. I just realized I can't record more than 30 minutes, so I better get to this. Okay, yes, I have it pulled up. Thank you for bearing with me. I have 2 followers now. What? That's crazy. So, the podcast Instagram is tales.and.stories_podcast. I meant to say underscore. tales.and.stories_podcast. And there you can do. Send me whatever. you know, ideas, generally kind of anything, as long as you're not being, you know, hateful, you know, all of that. However, I think I'm finally running out of things to talk about. I might do this a couple times a week when I'm free, and while I'm, like, doing homework to keep myself busy and not losing my mind. So, I hope you lovely people have a great day, and I was gonna try and do, like, a catchy outro, but I don't think I have one, but I'll test it out. Stay creepy.